Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Well, maybe. I want to say, hopefully it isn't your hump day. You
out there
in your car.
Right.
Because, come on.
Today is our Friday.
We're used to working on Friday this week, but the Sabres, for all their mistakes and 7:30 starts,
they very neatly
are playing at 4.
Stepped up right into our window.
Which, what would be better than 4? I don't think there is better than 4.
No, I agree. Because even 3 o'clock could end at 5:30, as early as 5:30, and that could compel the boss to say, get in there and, you know, talk about the Steelers game for a little while or something, whatever. Four is the perfect window for us. Someone else, Brian, I assume, is going to handle pregame, or Pat, someone will handle pregame like they do on weekends when we're not here, and the game will end and it'll be, you know, nighttime.
Oh,
this is great.
Friday nighttime.
Yeah.
Shouldn't brag. Aaron Rodgers not practicing today. Odds he plays? Do you have a gut instinct on this? Do you want? We do want Aaron Rodgers to play in this game, don't we? Or do we want the wild card rematch, Allen and Mason Rudolph?
Yeah. I don't.
You want to watch?
I think it's fun. I'm glad you asked this because I haven't. I guess I haven't thought about it at all because I'm just assuming he'll play. Because he it seemed like he was close, like all week he was going to play in Chicago. He's got to play in Chicago. He loves playing. There's no way he's not playing in Chicago. And then Sunday morning, wasn't it? Like suddenly he's not playing. But I feel like if he was I'm assuming he was close to playing in Chicago, that he would just play this game.
Well, what's the number one issue or subject when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, though? It's not preparation or it's drama. It's pay attention to me.
Okay.
I'm not at practice.
I see.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I fell for it too. You and I both picked Pittsburgh at the Bears, right? I did. You didn't?
I did not, no.
I had the Steelers +2.5, and they did not cover that game. But I was assuming Rodgers would play as well.
Yeah.
And so Andrew says he's not practicing today. Mike Tomlin talked mostly like Rodgers was in, but this could all be a ruse. Yeah. This could all be a big game.
I think it might say a lot. Certainly Rodgers' ceiling is, you know, way higher, but I mean, I don't know what kind of chances I would put on him hitting it, because mostly I think I don't care if he plays. I don't think it matters.
Really?
I think he's Mason Rudolph at this point. I don't know. The ball is just getting out of there, and he doesn't want to get hit. And so I don't know. I'm not – the way their offense has functioned all year with him at the helm mostly doesn't really worry me.
Does this game worry you at all or no?
Yeah.
But not because of not who the quarterback
not
is?
Not because of him, no. You know, seeing today, I mean, I was not expecting Spencer Brown to be available in this game. There was almost no doubt about that in my mind. I hadn't thought a lot about Deion Dawkins having left the game, at least at one point, with a concussion, and he still now is in the protocol and not practicing today. That is something that gives me some pause.
Wow.
After what last week looked like with both of those guys out there. Again, Brown was, you know, I think hampered by an injury. Maybe Dawkins was too by the time he got back in the game. As he obviously has a concussion now. He cleared the protocol and went back in. Like cleared whatever testing during the game and went back in. But
they usually do.
Right.
Whatever that testing is, it doesn't seem that hard.
I think they usually do too. Hairston did not clear the protocol during the game, but yet he's on the field this week in a limited fashion. But in the game on Thursday, he left and never came back. So whatever went in the blue tent, they had to take him to the locker room, and that was the end of his night. But anyway, he's limited. Dawkins isn't available, at least today. And with the way that they had trouble with you, I don't think T.J. Watt even at the, he's not either of these guys in Houston right now. Those guys to me are younger, just better, more dangerous players than Watt is, but he still is a dude capable of making a couple of plays on you. And if he's playing against Tylan Grable and Ryan Vandermark, that could be really scary.
There's no hyphen like your guy, Van Pran Granger.
Yeah, right.
But there's still a Van.
That's right.
How do you feel about the Bills on the road these days?
Well,
these losses...
It's hard to feel good.
It is hard to feel good. Because that is what the playoffs, of course, are stacking up to be. You're going somewhere unless too strong, a miracle?
Miracle might be a little strong, but I'm not... I'm definitely expecting them to be a wildcard team at this point.
So that's probably at least two road wins, not counting the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Neutral.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on the road? Like, to me, I was on with Filippone today in Pittsburgh. It was recorded. If you want to hear it, you got to find his show on Friday in the first hour because they have the day off, but he just sort of
taped
some stuff.
All right.
But Atlanta, Miami, Houston, all road games, all for the offense, mostly a disaster.
Yeah, horrendous games.
Allen getting pounded the whole night or day, whatever. They did win in Carolina very easily.
And at the Jets.
Also before that, easily. At the Jets.
Yep.
But what are they on the road of late? 1-3 in their last four. Atlanta, Carolina was an easy win, Miami, and then Houston. Is that a thing for you? Like, so we maybe are taking some solace in they might not have to go to Arrowhead. They might not have to go to even, I mean, they might have to go to Baltimore, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not sort of the daunting road possibilities there. Unless, you know, say what you want. This is debatable. Denver, New England, Indianapolis could all be.
Yeah, I said at one point in yesterday's show, somewhat matter-of-factly, I mean, I'm not trying to be hot takey guy, but maybe it is a hot take. I would rather go play on the road in Denver, in New England, in Indianapolis than play a home game against either the Chiefs or the Ravens.
But what if you don't have, like, well, I don't want to get hot takey myself.
I'm not going to be able to pick those opponents, but I'm just, it's like the top doesn't scare me. You know, like Baltimore, if I got to go to Baltimore, you know, they end up being the four and I'm the five. That's about as bad as I think you can do.
I don't know. You can maybe help me, but think of that. Close your eyes and picture the Houston game. All right, now instead I'm in Denver with those guys. That's better. Like, maybe I get more stops, although Houston scored 23 points. But I don't think that – I don't know if the Colts are different for this or even the Patriots, but I'm not blocking Denver, I think, with this team. Andrew asked me, what is a bigger concern about the Bills' offense? And, you know, have at it here. Is it receivers getting open or – pass protection, protecting Josh. I said the line, because these games have looked like they can't hold up. Allen is just like constantly in a blender.
Yeah.
And are the Bills really going to go to Denver and master that? I don't know. I mean, that's a ways off. That's not this week. If it ever happens, even that could be 2 months away. But Denver, who did I just watch them play in the Benito and the other guy were just like constantly wrecking the offense. What game was that? They were wrecking the offense. Kansas City.
Was it the Chiefs game? Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, that is what could be out there. And maybe we like that because it's not the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, And I'm the idiot that thought they would handle the Houston's guys. So I might be guilty. Like, really roll it all the way back. What is saying I'd rather play those teams on the road than host Kansas City or Baltimore? It's based on what I still think is going to be right, but it starts with what my preconceived ideas were about these teams and those teams at the top. So I don't want to assume that my line is going to be that way every time they're faced with a real challenge. I was really shocked that it went as badly as it went in Houston, and then also shocked that they didn't have any kind of a reasonable pivot to like something else. And I just can't believe that they'll go through the rest of this season and get to potentially that kind of a matchup and just try to block with five guys again all the time like they did against Houston. So I want to have some faith that they'll figure out a pivot, and assuming health, that those guys will play better. Those Brown and Dawkins are excellent players. They had a terrible night. And Brown was, again, hindered. So I'm still more, I would say, my answer to your question that Andrew posed to you would be, I'm still more worried about the downfield than I am up front. And I might be mistaken in doing that, but I think like recently, and you're smart to point out, it's not just this Houston game, but to me, Atlanta was them not being able to handle the blitz, which... The result was the same. Allen in a blender, I like, is a good image. It's just spinning around and like just not knowing where to go.
Let's leave the blades out of it.
Right, but that wasn't so much them getting one-on-one matchups, just getting your head kicked in. That was creativity and not knowing who was coming and not being ready for that. And that's a different thing. Not that some other team can't do that to you, too. But I still want to – I think the line has been – the better unit all year and even year over year for the Bills than their receiving core.
I couldn't possibly disagree with that.
So I'm going to hope. I'm going to expect that reverts to form.
Here is a counterpoint, because I am too. I'm going to hope with you. At Pittsburgh, Bengals, I don't know, maybe Hendrickson plays, but they're
if you can't handle softy. That team, you're close up shop.
But you have to beat the Bengals.
Right.
Three of the next four. At Pittsburgh, at Vrabel, at Myles Garrett. You better be right. Because if you're a team that can't... And the Bills have been so lucky. Dawkins is great. Brown has been great. Interior has been fine. They never get hurt. So you've got this run of, 50 games or more? Where the Bills' offensive line is not an issue.
Yeah, because even before they reformed, when Morse was still the center and McGovern was the left guard, they still that unit played every snap.
Right. We didn't complain about this when Morse was here.
There is never an issue up. There has not been an issue up front. This with Brown and Dawkins both this year, this week, and then what's happened in Thursday and other times this year, is the first time in three seasons they've had any kind of a crisis up there.
Okay, so what I'm about to say, though, is, like, just setting it up, their line has been super stable and very good, if not great, for a long time. What does everybody say? The continuity, you know, they're the same unit all the time. They're healthy. It's been really nice for them to have that. If your line isn't that, nobody cares if you can get open because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like if they can't hold up in pass protection, nobody cares if name one.
Brandon Cooks.
Anybody can get open because basically you're just in, you know, dire straits at that point.
Did somebody just now in their car go, wait, Brandon Cooks is on the Bills? They missed yesterday. I don't know. They were buried in work. They just haven't had a chance to scroll through Twitter today.
The holidays.
Brandon Cooks? Yeah, Brandon Cooks
Elijah
is on the
Bills. Moore is gone.
He is wearing the same number that Elijah Moore used to wear. Brandon
Which Cooks. I don't even know what that is.
18.
That's how much of an impact.
Yeah.
18. So, you know, like if the line is more important. And it's T.J. Watt, or it's Hendrickson, or it's Vrabel, or it's Myles Garrett is going to set the sack record by the time the Bills are in Cleveland in a month. And, you know, Philadelphia and the Jets. But the fact that they're road games, this is the biggest part of it for me, is that these games are all on the road.
Well, Bengal game is not.
The Bengals game is not.
Right.
But three out of four, and Houston was, and you saw that.
And Atlanta was. And those two games were their worst pass blocking games. Miami was also bad, but I don't feel like it was at the level. I think there was just other stuff that went wrong more than they couldn't block people.
You know what else I have a problem with?
What's that?
And if I do, then you probably do.
Uh-oh.
It's going to Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Because when has that ever gone well? The last time they were in Pittsburgh, they won. It was a game that was not available on my satellite service because of some dispute that I'm sure was super important, but that I watched on the Spanish channel in regular D.
Okay.
Not high def. That game, a Sunday night game here with the Steelers. Well, the last time they were here after that, they won Pittsburgh.
Right.
So this is a game the Bills won on a Sunday night against Pittsburgh.
Is this the Tre'Davious White interceptions game?
Maybe.
Does it go back that far? I'm not sure how recently they've been there, but
COVID.
Okay.
I mean, 19, they go to Pittsburgh, and it's Al Michaels saying Tyler Croft, touchdown Bills. Like, that was a high point.
That's the Tre'Davious with the game I'm thinking of with Trey White.
In Pittsburgh.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So when in your life have you seen the Bills beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh?
Well, that time. And then is there another time?
Frank Reich.
Right, right.
Oh, Mitch Farratt.
I'd be
way better at that game than this other one.
It's been a house of horrors for the best Bills teams we'd ever seen, mostly. Like the 90s Bills would go to Pittsburgh, and it's a Monday night, and the place is rocking, and like, I'm dead.
I was at one of those games.
I'm turning the game on. I'm going like, I just hope nobody gets hurt.
Three words. Carnell Lake.
Right.
So one pick earlier this year was when the Colts went to Pittsburgh. And what did I say? Something like, Daniel Jones is going to run through the tunnel and see all that yellow and completely crack. And I think they had five turnovers in that game, the Colts. That isn't the Bills. That isn't Josh Allen. But I just have not – I'm basically all I'm saying here is I have a hang-up when it comes to Pittsburgh because, like, I sort of took my cue from you over the years when it came to this. They're one of these teams, and we're one of these teams down here. Now, that's not true anymore, and the Bills have, you know, beaten Pittsburgh at home a few times in the playoffs even over the last 5-6 years. But – I have a little bit of a trauma.
Yeah.
How many times have they won there? Once? Twice?
There is only, I'm looking at it all time right now, and the only time in Allen's career that they played there is the game in 19 that you were thinking of with Tyler. It was a Sunday night game.
Tyler Cross.
That is, and they won that game 17-10. The reason I keep thinking of Trey White is because I think he picked off a pass late to seal it in the end zone or something.
Okay.
And maybe had two picks in the game. I guess I could easily click on the box scores. But the last four times they've played, including the playoff game, the games have all been here.
Right.
So Allen only has the one experience there, and it's before they were really content. You know, they made the playoffs in 19, but that was not the next year is when they really graduated to the status that they've enjoyed for the last five seasons plus now.
The only question is, does that matter to you?
I guess I wasn't thinking about it at all the way like you the way you posed that to me.
Good for you.
Well, now I am, and so is everybody else.
Whoops.
Sorry. I was not thinking they can't win there, or they won't. They just don't win there. I thought there was another game that was making that so for me, but it's really just that one game.
Where they don't win is Houston.
That's also correct. Now, yes,
but that's over,
right?
So that's good. I don't know. I feel like it's a normal thing, but it doesn't have to be meaningful because a lot of that is, you know, of course, pre Josh Allen, pre Sean McDermott. But Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh. It's sort of like, I don't know, how would you put it? Kind of like the bully, the big brother, something like that, over the decades with the Bills. But again, the Bills have won their share of those games at home. So we will not be on tomorrow or Friday, unfortunately, to ramp everybody up for this game. We will be on after the game. So that's good. Today, Travis Yost will join us, talking Bills and Sabres. Also, Sal Capaccio. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh, too. At the Penguins, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock pregame, Paul Hamilton will join us then. The Steelers, from Warren Sharp, have not scored more than 7 points in the first quarter in their last 61 games.
Mm-hmm.
Almost four seasons, they have not scored more than 7 points. Go for two once. Get this monkey off your back. At least one time, get in, and then go for two, and maybe you get eight out of it. And then the streak is over.
Well, then it would just turn into they haven't scored more than one touchdown in a first quarter.
I guess there's no way to score two touchdowns and have it only be 7 points or less.
I don't think that's how it works.
All right. So that's something to think about, too.
So start fast, Bills.
I guess they
or not.
Shouldn't have to.
Whatever. Just, you know, get up on this team and just, you know, end it early. That seems likely.
Travis Yost, Sal Capaccio, Paul Hamilton, maybe we'll hear from you. 803-0550 is the number. It is not Football Friday, Bulldog, but it might as well be.
Well, we've got some of the trappings, some of the fixings.
We have a couple of
Football Friday fixings.
Later on, we will get into that. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's not Friday. It is the day before Thanksgiving, which is great. Always a fun day. The Sabres are on the road, unfortunately, because that would even make it better.
Right.
Many times over the years, they've hosted on this Wednesday night. We'll talk to Travis and Sal and Paul as we go through the day. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Good addition, going against him a number of times, always respected his game, his good speed, knows how to play the position. Some guys have good speed, but they're not true wide receiver and football players. He's a combination of both. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for his game. By all accounts from people that have been around him, some of whom are in our building already, they talk very highly of his professionalism and what he can do. And so, yeah, it's a good addition.
I guess I'll give McDermott the benefit of the doubt on having faced Brandon Cooks a number of times. I mean, New Orleans versus Carolina twice a year before McDermott got here. And then maybe once or twice with the Patriots or someone else. But it's not like I don't have like a catalog on the Bills playing right against Brandon Cooks. But, they probably have. I'm assuming the Panthers, too.
He's been in the league 12 years.
So. He's been in the league a long time.
Yeah. Although there wouldn't be that many before McDermott got here. I mean, he gets to New Orleans in 14, and by 17, McDermott's here. So
that's six games.
Yeah, all right.
Up to six games, I guess. Bulldog found three games the Bills have ever won in Pittsburgh. Forgot the OJ game, 75. You probably watched it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I was on with Matthew Collar this morning on Purple Insider talking about Thanksgiving and the Vikings. And I brought up Randy Moss, who had one of the most famous ever individual performances on Thanksgiving. And, you know, like, well, is it the best? And I don't know if it's the best. O.J. Simpson ran for 275 yards in a game, the then single game record for the Bills in Detroit. So what are we... No. How do we grow up being taught about teams that run the ball well? You win.
Right.
Is it cause or effect? Thurman Thomas went dozens of games in his career. When he ran for 100 yards, the Bills won the game. The Bills lost to the Lions 27-14 in a game where O.J. Simpson ran for 275 yards. How?
You're going to want to get up and come over here. You're not a physically – it's 273.
Oh, 273?
Yeah.
But it's the year 75. Or 76?
76.
Sorry.
Yep.
Was that like a – you were threatening me?
I wasn't threatening you. No, I was saying like this is kind of a jerk. It's 2 yards. But it's not exactly a number everyone should know, but when you said 275, my brain went 273.
Okay.
And rather than just correct you without being confident 100%, I Googled, and so it's 273.
Anyway, well, I'm sorry for the error.
But still, the point holds, whether it's 275 or 273.
How do you lose?
They ran like crazy, and I don't know, this might be the quintessential game. Wasn't there some famous Dolphin guy from those years, Kuchenberg or Manny Fernandez or one of them that is like, they weren't interested in winning, they just wanted to get their guys yards. Maybe this is that game. I mean, I that's a
3 years later they had learned the lesson.
I guess not.
From 73. Yeah, Jake Scott, maybe one of those guys, said that on an America's Game documentary.
Yeah.
Underdog did a cool thing. They put the NFL playoff field into the college format.
Okay.
So the college format is top four teams get byes, and then 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, 8-9.
Okay.
Is there any problem, before I give you the matchups, unless you already have seen them, is there any problem with the NFL format?
I don't have one, no. Should I? No, I don't. I have not liked, I didn't need seven teams. Maybe I'll be thankful there are seven teams this year. I mean, it could come down to that, who knows. But I did not need seven teams and therefore only one bye because of the math, needing the math. So if I were thinking, and this is never going to happen, which is one of the reasons why I would say I don't have a problem with it, because my problem is not, it's like having a problem with instant replay. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take teams out and reinstall two byes. And so I'm stuck with this seven. I don't need to figure it differently than it is. With that number of teams, I think I'm sort of stuck. But my least favorite thing about the reformatting of it was the addition of the seventh team and thus only one bye.
So 12 teams make the college playoffs, and the Bills are number 12 in the standings right now.
Okay.
They would play the five, which is Indianapolis, and the winner would go to Philadelphia. They are the four. And there's still, what, 6 weeks to go?
Yeah.
Five, 6 weeks to go?
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting to see that. Take the conferences out of play, like hockey used to be. Now, this is way back in the, what, early 80s.
Early 80s, late 70s. The Sabres played the Blues in a first round series at least one time.
Chicago,
yeah.
St. Louis, Vancouver.
Yeah, the year they went to the Cup for the first time, they played Chicago in a first round series.
81, they played Vancouver in the best of three.
Yep.
Imagine 80 games, and then you have a best of three. Silly.
Yeah.
But they took the conferences, mm-hmm. you know, off the screen.
They seeded 1 through 16. Or was it 16 back then?
It was.
Yeah.
Out of 21.
Oh, God.
So it was super tough to make it.
Five teams missed. Wow.
I wonder if Travis is coming up. I wonder if he would advocate for going back to that, because he hates the current format mm-hmm. so much. Would he go back to 1 versus 16?
I don't know. I don't recall if he has commented on it or written about it. I've not seen it.
Okay.
It's possible he has. But no, for sure. Like that, Tampa playing Toronto or Tampa playing Florida or Colorado playing Winnipeg in a first round series, because it's the 2-3 in a stacked division, is one of his least favorite things. That and the entire existence of the NHL network, I think, are the two things he despises most about hockey.
All right. So what's perfect? What's best, if not perfect? Is it the conference format? Is it that bad what they have?
Are we talking about hockey or football?
Hockey.
Here?
You say football is fine.
I say football. I mean, I'd like to go back to six teams and one, two byes. But, good luck with that. That bell's never getting unrung. So it's not perfect, but I'm living with it. I don't need to do anything like eliminate the conferences or anything like that in football. In hockey, I could listen to 1 through 8 on each side. I don't know that I need to go. I like there being an East versus West thing. There's an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference. I want to keep that in place for the playoffs. But if you wanted to go 1 through 8 instead of messing around with this division stuff where the top team plays the worst wild card and 2 and 3 always play, 2 and 3 always playing, it means you're guaranteed a great matchup, which you aren't in the other way, because if a top team gets knocked out, you're going to end up with lousier matchups down the road. That's part of the defense I think the NHL offers, is like, sure, the best teams are playing now, but at least we know we're going to see the best teams play one another. And with upsets, you never know. If you go 1 through 8 or even 1 through 16, you can end up with what, looked like a lousy first-round matchup in the old days, and have that be, that's your final or something, or your conference final. So I don't know that I'd want to go too far, but I would listen to 1 through 8.
What if you took this season in the NFL and went back to the previous format. Two byes, 3-6, 4-5 in the first round. Right now, the Bills would be out.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, I want to be careful about not wanting the seven, but I think the bye is so valuable, so meaningful, and not just as funny. We just talked earlier already today about, you know, the Bills on the road and their struggles on the road, and I haven't really thought about home and road that often in many, many years when it comes to football. And when it pertains to the bye, I'm very consistent on, I don't even really, it's great they get to play at home, but the big value is the week off. And only one team on each side getting that, I just think, in such a brutal sport where everybody's got to play sometimes more than once on 3 days rest, like the Bills have done twice this year, I just think it really sucks that only one team gets that week off.
Yes, it was perfect the old way.
Yeah.
Because there was a difference still between 1 and 2. One got home field.
Right, 2 was going to go to 1 if you got there.
Right. And so adding the 7th team means that 1 gets the bye and home field, and no one else gets, you know, the claim to either thing. So, yeah, that's what you get when sports is.
Right.
And they just add teams and, you know, whatever for money. But nobody ever needed the 7th team, and we got it. And maybe right. This year, like you say, the Bills will be lucky that it exists. But 1-2 up here, then the other games, wild card weekend, that was pretty good. All right. Bills and Steelers, Sunday, 4:25. Bills are a 3.5-point favorite in the game in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that much more throughout the day. Travis Yost coming up, Sal Capaccio as well. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh, too. That's original. 6 o'clock pregame, Paul Hamilton will join us then. The Steelers.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
So I talked to Andrew Filippone today. And I don't know, like, they're also, maybe Chicago normally would be like this, but they're winning a little bit. The Steelers fan base seems pretty negative right now. And I think maybe so is ours, relatively speaking. I mean, just worried, if not negative. Because I felt like Andrew and I were having a conversation about why the other person's team should win. You know, like he sort of won't Josh Allen go hero ball, you know, Superman game in this. Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. They really didn't block for him that well.
I think there is a fair amount of negativity on either side. I think in Pittsburgh, like we talked yesterday with Will Graves about, and then a little bit aside from that part of the conversation with him, they're just the familiarity of this. It's the best guy I can find at quarterback. Let's keep going. Let's win our 10 games. Like, they don't have, like, the Bills fan base is growing frustrated with how repetitive these seasons have become, too. But you know you have, and Allen is even, there's a frustration in that they've not done enough to capitalize on Allen during the front half of his career, and that's totally valid. But you start stripping away the similarities, you get to, I've got this guy, they don't. And there's that's a very familiar frustration for us during the 2000s before Allen got here. Like, I just don't. I'm always on the corner begging. I need a quarterback. Oh, Fitzpatrick, let's give him a contract. Like, we just took everybody we could find for a ride to try to find someone who could do it. And you don't have to do that anymore. So there's it's a level above, but there is frustration because the Bills, they keep meeting the same fate, even with Allen. Pittsburgh doesn't even have that. They just, I'm not going anywhere. I don't have a guy that can beat any of these 3, 4, 5 kingpin quarterbacks in a playoff game. What am I even doing here? Is how I think Pittsburgh fans should feel and do feel.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, like you said, and you could go around and around on this. I think it depends on just sort of what your attitude is as a fan and maybe your age. Because if I were a Steelers fan and I am grateful for my team's championships, but I'd just be so bored.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you and I have a job where you want to make it interesting. And having to have conversations every year about whether Mike Tomlin should come back so we can go 9-8 again and lose by 20 points in the playoffs. Like, I'd just be so bored with it.
Yep.
Let's just try something else. Set a new course. They have 6 titles. Like, just, what are you afraid of?
Be a little proactive.
What are you afraid of?
Try something, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, whereas, you know, on our end of things, like, again, I understand and respect the frustration with the outcomes here with the Bills. But I do think when you've got that guy, you've got Allen, get in the playoffs, anything can happen. Joe Flacco got hot for 3 games, and they win the Super Bowl. And Allen is 10 times the quarterback Flacco ever was. So I have a legit shot. As much as you can be frustrated with McDermott and the results and the different outcomes that were impacted by poor decisions and whatever, to me they've got a huge, it's not even a leg up, it's like they got a whole body up on the Steelers.
Oh.
You just can't touch what the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens have had here when you're just cycling through has-beens.
You put it like that. Travis Yost coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Thanksgiving. This is WGR.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.